Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans are ready to deliver on President-elect Donald Trump's mandate. Bernie Bennett has more.
Standing on the steps of the U.S. Capitol with the House GOP leadership team, the Republican speaker said there would be no time wasted on Mr. Trump's America First agenda of securing the southern border and other priorities in what he expects to be a unified government.
Republicans in the House and Senate have a mandate. It's true. It was a decisive win across the nation. The American people want us to implement and deliver that America First agenda.
Trump will meet with Johnson at the Capitol on Wednesday while the president-elect is in town for his visit to the White House. And Johnson said he will be spending the weekend with Trump at his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida as they prepare for the new year. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Donald Trump's sentencing in his New York criminal case is up in the air, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A judge has postponed a decision on whether to undo Trump's conviction in the case involving payments to Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. Now that Trump is the president-elect, New York prosecutors are considering how to proceed, while Trump's lawyers argue for dismissal. Prosecutors are trying to figure out how to balance the competing interests of the jury's verdict and the presidency. The judge is delaying his ruling by 1 week. Greg Clugston, The White House.
At least 11 employees were taken to hospitals after an explosion at a Louisville, Kentucky business that produces natural color for foods and drinks. The explosion on Tuesday happened at Givaudan Sense Color. News video footage showed an industrial building with the middle section burned and partially collapsed. The cause of the explosion remains unknown. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 382 points, the Nasdaq dropped 17, the S&P also down by 17. This is SRN News. Colorado's conversion therapy bans being challenged.
The state has a law that bars licensed counselors from helping anyone under the age of 18 abandon the homosexual lifestyle. But Counselor Katie Child says the measure violates her religious freedom and freedom of speech, and she's going to court. Alliance Defending Freedom represents Childs, and spokesman Cody Barnett says, quote, "The government has no business censoring private conversations between clients and counselors." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates say they hope some of President Biden's abortion policies will be revoked once President-elect Trump makes his return to the White House next year. One big concern is Biden's directive for hospitals to provide emergency abortions for pregnant women in medical distress. Eased access to abortion pills introduced by the Biden administration could also be repealed. The pro-life Susan B. Anthony list is hopeful. This is SRN News. Environmental activists vow to fight on after a Dutch court rules in favor of a Shell appeal.
A Dutch appeals court has overturned a landmark ruling that had ordered energy company Shell to cut its carbon emissions by net 45% by 2030 compared to 2019 levels, while saying that protection against dangerous climate change is a human right. The decision was a defeat for the Dutch arm of Friends of the Earth and other environmental groups, which had hailed the original 2021 ruling as a victory for the climate. Nele Berlens, climate activist from Friends of the Earth, says she's very disappointed. Tuesday's civil ruling can be appealed by the Dutch Supreme Court. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Oil and natural gas companies will have to pay a federal fee if they emit dangerous methane above certain levels under a rule announced by the Biden administration. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.